We wander along through life and sometimes we don't even notice that we're marching to the beat of a drum. Someone or something motivates who we are and what we do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to the program as we kick off a new series of messages called Living the Life That God Always Intended. And please do stick with me because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about the current life application booklet from Christianity Works called Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die. I'd love to send you a copy to help you make sure that this one life that you have on earth will truly count for eternity. Have you ever been to a parade or maybe even been part of a parade? The people all march in the same direction, but not only do they march in the same direction, they have to march in step with one another, left, right, left, right. Otherwise, the whole thing's a shambles. I remember when I was an army officer, we were big into parades. Sometimes we'd practice for days just for one parade. And to make sure that we all marched in step, we had a band. And what band would be complete without a bass drum? Boom, boom, boom. Quick time is 116 beats to the minute. Boom. We marched to the beat of a drum. What about life? What about the world's parade? What beat, what drum are we marching to through this great parade we call life? So many people live life not even aware that they're marching to the beat of some drum somewhere with a nagging sense inside that, well, something's not quite right. It's not satisfying. It's not really working. Boom, boom, boom. But they just keep marching on. So what about your life? What beat are you marching to? Is it really working? Have a think about our lives, what parade we're in, whose drum we're marching to. Numero uno, I am the center of the universe, all inherently selfish we are. I'm selfish, we're all selfish, naturally. We want our needs met, our wants, my way, feed me, internet, cable TV, restaurants, coffee, entertainment, me, 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 or maybe money, 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 or maybe career, 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 or whatever it is. There are 6.5 billion people on this planet. If we're all marching to the beat of the drum, me, 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 it's not rocket science to figure out it's just not going to work. Now, I love gadgets. I always have. I remember when I was at school, in high school, when I got my first transistor radio. It was battery powered. And when I was at school, they started to introduce the earliest personal computers. When I was in my last 2 years of high school, we used a Wang Micro. And as a result, I ended up in the IT industry because, well, I love gadgets. I always had the latest PC and the latest laptop, and they have a special smell, you know, when you unpack them out of their packaging. There's this new computer smell. You can get high on it. And so I was always spending thousands of dollars on the latest computers. You know the saying, little boys, little toys, big toys. Whether it's a house or a car or a computer, it was all about money and toys and that constant hit, boom, 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 marching in a parade. I never really thought about it, but it didn't satisfy me. I needed a constant hit. I always needed to spend it on the next gadget and the next toy. Boom, boom, boom. It was never really satisfying. What about you? What parade are you marching in? People say, my life isn't everything I want it to be. And my question is, well, why not? It comes down to the beat of the drum that we're marching to. The selfishness drum, I'll have it my way, the approval addiction drum of low self-esteem, and a variation on that theme, always having to be in the limelight, the center of attention, the one that people go, ooh, ah, ee, at. The status, you know, monogrammed shirts and monogrammed hankies and expensive designer pens. Some people have a wheeler-dealer addiction. Others have a substance addiction or a sexuality addiction. Other people are living lives through their children or trying to get fulfillment through pushing their kids as hard as they want. Other people are workaholics. Now, that's an amazing treadmill. I have a friend and he works for a company where the expectation is that they work 7 days a week, you know, 12 or 14 hours a day. And I said to him, Steve, why don't you go and get another job? Oh, well, I'll tell you why. Because he's addicted to the recognition he gets from work. Some people are addicted to laziness. Other people, they're addicted to loneliness. I had a letter recently from a woman who was listening to our program, and she was addicted to a wrong relationship. She said, after 8 years, my partner and I have separated, and I always knew it was a wrong relationship. I always knew I shouldn't have been there. Well, lady, why did you spend 8 years in that relationship? And others are addicted to religious rules. People masquerading as Christians. Don't do this, don't do that, rule-based, missing the point. Come on, the Bible's not like that. In fact, you know what the Bible calls rule-based religion? It actually calls it the doctrine of demons. Yeah. Or maybe you're addicted to something as stupid and as ridiculous as gadgets, like I was. What about you? This is pretty scary stuff, you know, when we look at the mirror and we say, what is dominating my life? Come on, what is it? There's something, one thing, that drives everything that we are and everything that we do. Some of the ones we've talked about, maybe they resonate with you. Something or someone is running our lives. It's the way we are. It's almost like we need something or someone to worship. I mean, worship sounds like a strong word, but worship means ascribing worth to something or someone. When we bend our lives towards it or around it, when our whole life is shaped and molded and guided by work or career or money or success or gadgets or whatever it is, when our lives are shaped by those things, we're actually laying our lives down to them. That list of stuff we went through, were any of them worth giving our whole lives to, really? Were they worth selling our souls for? So why do we do that? It's a sobering thought. Life isn't a dress rehearsal. As time slips by, we can never, never get that time back. What drumbeat are we marching to? I think it's easy to kid ourselves about this. I know so many people who say, well, you know, I believe in Jesus. I go to church. I lift my hands up to worship and I sing really loudly. Now, I'm not having a go at any of those things, but day to day, you can do that but still march to the beat of a different drum. Can I just share this with you as someone who marched to a different beat, a really radical experience? A decade and a half ago, I prayed a prayer that went something like this: Lord, everything I have, everything I am, all my hopes and my dreams I give to you. It was a radical prayer because I felt in my heart, there was no great theological understanding here. It was just something I wanted to do. I felt in my heart to give God everything with no condition, no holding back, no everything except this, this, and this. No, God, I believe you, but I still want my gadgets. Radical, complete, and everything. It wasn't a theological decision. It was a decision of my heart. The Apostle Paul 2,000 years ago said, don't be conformed to the ways of this world. He literally meant, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. What an awakening. Why should I march to someone else's drumbeat? Why should I let other things squeeze me into their image? Because you and I are made in God's image. And when we lay all that stuff down at his feet and say, now, Lord, help me to have a life that's really free, really amazing, really satisfying, really significant. When we do all of that, all of a sudden, Jesus opens the door and says, now come and have a life worth living. Have the life I always intended to give you. For me, it was a choice, it was a decision a decade and a half ago, and from that time, God has been cleaning that junk out of me, and today, I'm living the life God always intended. Can I ask you, gently but radically, what about you? We only get one crack at this life, and I don't know about you, but I like to make sure that mine counts for something. I want to make sure that the life that I lead and the life that you lead take us to the eternal destiny that we're all hoping for. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you lay hold of the life, the eternal life, that Jesus came to bring. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.